Now to the unfolding case of Ben Zigia, the 34-year-old Australian man accused of being a spy who died in mysterious circumstances in an Israeli jail in 2010. Theories are starting to emerge about why Israel arrested him and held him in such secrecy. One is that he was about to expose Israel's use of Australian passports. That's an issue that New Zealand authorities know all about after their own Israeli intelligence scandal several years ago. But the response of the New Zealand government to Israel stands in stark contrast to Australia's approach. Lexi Metherall reports.
The Israeli government is so far refusing to divulge why it arrested Ben Zigia, so theories are flourishing. Prior to his arrest, journalists and Australian spies had had contact with Mr. Zigia, a dual citizen who's believed to have been working for Mossad. Fairfax has quoted an Australian security official as saying Israel may have feared he was about to publicly reveal details of its fraudulent use of Australian passports. The theory is given weight by the fact that Israel told Australia of Mr. Zigia's arrest soon after the assassination of a senior Hamas official in Dubai in January 2010, an operation in which Mossad had used Australian passports. The unfolding case of Ben Zigia bears similarities to the 2005 Israeli passport scandal involving New Zealand. New Zealand authorities arrested two Israeli citizens, Uriel Kelman and Eli Kara, trying to steal the identity of a disabled man to obtain a New Zealand passport. They pleaded guilty to the charges and were sentenced to 6 months' jail. The pair maintained they were not Mossad agents. Barrister Grant Illingworth represented Uriel Kelman.
The New Zealand government took the situation very seriously. It prosecuted in a very determined way. There was absolutely no suggestion of any soft arrangement as between Israel and New Zealand over the issue.
The key difference between the New Zealand case and the Ben Zigia matter is the respective governments' responses. Australian intelligence officials were informed of Mr. Zigia's arrest, but the Australian government kept quiet until ABC TV's foreign correspondent revealed his identity this week. New Zealand's foreign minister at the time of the passport affair was Phil Goff.
Well, I remember being very angry about it because here was a country that was supposedly a friendly country to New Zealand, sending its agents to New Zealand to commit criminal fraud. The matter was taken through the courts and we ignored attempts by the Israeli government that we should sweep this under the carpet. It's not on, it's a criminal act and it's an unfriendly act by another country.
You describe them as agents, both their lawyers who I've spoken to say that they were simply Israeli citizens, not related to Mossad as far as they're concerned. How do you know that they worked for Mossad?
Because I was contacted by the Israeli government at the time, asking whether we could reach an arrangement over it.
Confidentially, behind the scenes?
From their perspective, yes.
And what was your response to that?
No go. These people have committed criminal offences in our country, and they'll be treated just like anybody else who commits a criminal offence. And that we did not appreciate another country seeking passports to misuse for purposes that frankly are unacceptable, which is the assassination of people for their own political purposes.
As you say, the New Zealand government's response to this incident in 2004 was a very public outrage. Do you think that New Zealand is in a position to be able to react more vociferously to these kinds of incidents than Australia is?
Well, I can only really speak for myself and the party that I belong to in New Zealand. And frankly, notwithstanding the fact that we're a small country, we're not prepared to see friendly countries act in that sort of criminal way against us. We stood up for our sovereign rights as a nation, however small, because it is intolerable to allow another country to trample on the sovereign rights of your country and its people.
That's New Zealand's former Foreign Minister, Opposition MP Phil Goff, ending Lexi Metherall's report.